Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You ever having an experience like that in your life? When you felt God was telling you to do one thing and you wound up going totally the opposite way? It's easy for us sometimes to want God to show us what His will is in our life. And then when He shows it to us, we dig our heels in and we say, Well, Lord, just hold on a minute. That's not exactly what I had in mind. Well, that's exactly what Jonah did right here. He dug his heels in and he said, Well, Lord, let's think about this. Let's go a different direction. And he went a different direction. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship, into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said one, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Now Jonah understood it. He understood that he was the reason for it. And so, beloved, tonight I want to lay this truth upon us all. If we will run in the direction that God has told us to go, we will get where God wants us to be, and He will pay the fare. But I tell you, if we're contrary in our running to where God wants us to be, we'll still get where God wants us to be, but we will pay all the fare. Now, Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, but Jonah's will was contrary to the will of the Lord, and he went another direction. And so in the second verse it says, But Jonah, But I tell you, beloved, for every but Jonah there is in our life, there is a but God. But God in His sovereign power had the last word in Jonah's life, and God in His sovereign power has the last word in your life and mine. And we'll either run God's direction and get where He wants us to be, and He will pay all the fare, or we'll do it the hard way, and we'll still get where God wants us to be. But oh, what it cost us in getting there. Now, the rest of these verses begin to tell us a little bit about what Jonah experienced. In that third verse, Jonah went down and paid the fare. He paid the fare. He paid not only a few, whatever the coinage was in those days, he paid a few bucks, as we'd say in our modern language of money. I don't know what the cost was, but he paid some money to get on the ship. But that's not what all it cost Jonah. Not only did he have to dig down in his pocket, but I tell you what he began to experience when they picked him up and threw him overboard was just a little bit of the cost of that trip. They threw him overboard, and there was a great calm. Verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. I don't know what kind of fish this was, and it doesn't really matter. It was a great fish. And people will tell us today, well, there's just no fish today that's big enough to swallow a man. But I tell you, God's Word says there was. And I believe it. He prepared the great fish to swallow Jonah, because Jonah was going to pay his own way. But I tell you, Jonah didn't get where he paid the fare to. He got where God wanted him to go. Now that was a costly lesson. But young people, there's a costly lesson in our lives too when we follow Jonah instead of doing it God's way. We'll get where God wants us to be. But all the cost that we pay sometimes in getting there, just like Jonah here, is not worth it. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou heardest my voice. For Thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All Thy billows and Thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of Thy sight, yet I will look again toward Thy holy temple. You know, beloved, I'm so thankful for a God of great mercy and grace that there's always hope to the child of God, no matter how far he's gone astray, no matter how headstrong he's become. There's always hope when we've turned away from God that we shall look again towards His holy temple and behold Him in His great majesty. There's always hope to those that have gone astray. Isn't that wonderful? That may not mean much to you tonight, but I tell you, when the time comes in your life when you've gone astray, that hope will mean the most to you, because you don't feel like you're so shut away from God that there's not a way you can come back. There's always the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us and to bring us back to the service of the Lord. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Seaweed wrapped around his head, and there's no telling the stench of that place, how great it was. It was a terrible place to be. It was an awful dungeon to be kept in the belly of that fish. But that was part of the price that Jonah paid in his going contrary to the will of the Lord. Now listen, in verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Now he was on the shores of Nineveh, and I tell you, I believe he was happy to be there. He was glad to be on the shores of Nineveh, because for just a little while he thought he might never see the light of day again, and how glad he was to be on the shores of Nineveh, picking up where God told him he was to be. Do you see that now? But Jonah, but God. God is always going to have His way in your life and mine. It doesn't matter, beloved, how headstrong we may be. It doesn't matter how contrary we may run for a while. It does not pay. We pay the hard way, and we still get where God wants us to be. Now, that is on the one hand. But let me turn to the book of Exodus to show you what it's like on the other hand. That when we run God's way, we'll get where God wants us to go, and He will pay all the fare. Exodus chapter 2 and verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what should be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went, and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me." And what? "I will pay thee thy wages." Now, Hebrews chapter 11, it says in verse 23, "By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment." And so by faith Amram and Jochebed took their little son Moses, and they hid him because they did not fear the king's commandment. By faith, beloved, they raised up this child in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And by faith, they obeyed the Lord God Almighty. They ran the way of God's will, and God blessed Jochebed. That not only was she able to take her little child and suckle it in her arms and be able to nurse it and raise it up, but be paid for it in the whole bargain. I tell you, when you go God's way, you'll get where He wants you to go, and He will pay all the fare. But when we go the other way, we'll still get where God wants us to be, but we, beloved, will pay all the fare. Now, which way do you want to go? God help us to run in the way of His commandments. Thank you for your good attention.